are beginner patterns that you can do on the round loom. This says hats, hats, and more hats. Hats can be made on any of the looms. You may need to adjust the amount of rows, or you can change the yarn that you are using. A baby hat on the small blue loom can be made out of baby yarn and sports weight yarn, or you may want to use one strand of knitting worsted. A basic hat. Using the green Nifty Knitter loom and hook and two strands of knitting worsted yarn. This is for an adult size hat. Knit 16 rows and make a brim. So what they're telling you is go ahead and knit those 16 rows first. And then to make your brim, remember we had the instructions earlier, you're going to bring up the bottom of your knitting and put it over the pegs and then knit that off. So that brim is going to be 8 rows long. Continue on to knit 18 more rows. Pull up the top and tie in a square knot. So again, I gave you those instructions earlier. You're going to cut a yarn 12 to 15 inches long. You're going to use the needle and put this 12-inch piece of yarn through the loops that are left on the pegs. And pull those up tight as you bring them off the loom. Pull up the top and tie in a square knot, so tie it as tight as you can. Don't cut the ends of your knitting off short. Leave 3 inches to 5 inches and use your needle and weave in the ends. If you cut too short, the knots may come undone when washed. So you want to cut, 3 to 5 inches, leave 3 to 5 inches of yarn on there and then cut it. And then just take your needle, thread the yarn on the needle and then weave it into your project. Just kind of hide it in your project somewhere. All right? Okay, and remember you can make different size hats just depending on which size loom you're using and the length or the amount of rows you make. So you can change that as you need to. This next pattern is for a baby washcloth. Just by changing a different type of yarn, you could also just make an adult washcloth or whatever. They say the time to do is about 1 hour. This is a beginning level project. What you'll need, the Nifty Knitter loom, the blue size, and a hook. They're suggesting that you use a Lily Sugar and Cream cotton yarn, Bernat Lulu nylon yarn, a crochet hook size H or J. Using one strand of each of the two yarns, so the cotton yarn and the Lulu nylon yarn, wrap 14 pegs on the blue loom. Knit back and forth for 18 rows and single crochet off. Do a single crochet all the way around the square, tie off, and weave in the ends. The cotton yarn gives strength and keeps the shape. You can use two strands of the cotton if this is what you prefer. This next one is to make a scarf or a sash. You're going to use the small blue Nifty Knitter loom and hook, a crochet hook size J or K, one ball of Lion Brand yarn, trellis, T-R-E-L-L-I-S, color of your choice. This piece of knitted trellis can be used for a decorative scarf or around the waist for a sash. You can really dress up a plain outfit with this simple scarf. This trellis yarn ribbon is much easier to knit with using the Nifty Knitter than the large bulky knitting needles. Using only 19 of the pegs of the blue loom, wrap the first 3 pegs, Then skip the next peg. Wrap the peg after that and skip the next. Continue around until you get to the last three pegs. Pegs 17, 18, and 19. Wrap pegs 17 and 18 and turn on the 19th peg. Working on these pegs, knit until your piece measures approximately 40 inches. Cut 18-inch piece of trellis and use two pieces to make a fringe. This next one is for a beginner simple small scarf using the blue Nifty Knitter loom and hook. A Lion Brand yarn jiffy, color of your choice. Using one strand of yarn, start by wrapping over to the 12th peg. Turn on the 12th peg and wrap back to the first peg. Continue knitting back and forth until your scarf is the length you would like. The sample is 50 inches long. Cut 12 inch lengths of yarn for fringe. Put two pieces of yarn in each stitch along the ends of the scarf. There are 22 fringes, so you'll need to cut 44 lengths of yarn. Did you know, when you are going around and turning pegs on the ends of the rows, be careful not to pull the thread tight. Think loose. This will make the scarf lay flatter. I like to make my flat pieces to dry I like to take my flat pieces to the dry cleaners and have them steam pressed. Use different weights of yarn, from bulky to lightweight. Remember that a different size of yarn can change the size of the project a little. Sport yarn weight yarn makes a lighter knit, and some people may like this feel. Okay, this is a beginner pattern for baby booties. The supplies you're going to need is the Nifty Knitter round loom, the blue one, a yarn hook, and the yarn needle. You'll need one skein of Lion Brand Jamie Classic Peppermint Pink yarn and a skein of Lion Brand Baby Soft Baby Print yarn. That's just to do the patterns that they've shown. You can choose your own yarn colors, obviously. Step one, using 12 pegs, wrap both strands around these pegs and turn and knit back and forth for 12 rows. Step 2. Take the beginning stitches and put them up and over the edges of the pegs as if you were making a brim on a hat. Knit these stitches and continue knitting for another 12 rows. Step 3. Cut the yarn you are knitting with about 14 inches from the knitting. Using the yarn needle, thread the yarn of the end back through the 12 loops on the pegs and pull tight for the toe. Step 4. Tie the yarn at the toe and then sew or weave up the top or front of the booty. Step 5. Finish by changing a piece of yarn. Step 5. Finish by chaining a piece of yarn about 12 inches long and thread through the fold on the top of the booty. Make a pom-pom and tie on each end of the string. You could also use a piece of ribbon if you do not want to make the pom-poms. Okay, now the instructions for the rectangle loom.